We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuas, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chaf Zayin. V'zeh Bechinas Yom HaKippurim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain Yom Kippur based on what we've been discussing till now. She'oz oilo hamalchus lemalo mizeranpin ad imo ilo. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, we know that there are different levels. We've spoken about this many times, and what we're going to say now is going to be relatively simple, so please don't get thrown off by it in any way. Kaviyochel, when we speak about the four letters of Hashem's name, we're speaking, let's talk for a moment as if we're talking about four entities. The first letter, the Yud, represents Chachma, which is called the Father. The first He represents Bina, it's called the Mother. The Vav represents six Midos of Hashem, Chesed through Yesoid, which are sometimes called Zeranpin, small faces. And the last He is called Malchus, or the Shekhinah. Sometimes we refer to it as the Shekhinah or the lower Shekhinah. The first hay, Bina, is referred to as the upper Shechina. The second hay is referred to as the lower Shechina. Now, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that on Yom Kippur, there's something very unique that takes place. Usually, things go in order. Yud feeds into hay, hay feeds into vav, vav feeds into the lower hay. Usually, the last hay is receiving from the vav above it, from Zeranpin. On Yom Kippur, the Arizal tells us, the Malchus, that lowest level, that last hay, goes up above Zeranpin, above the Vav. It goes up to that first hay, V'nizoynis Shom, and it receives its sustenance from that first hay, from that upper Shechina, min hakoylois elyonim, from heavenly sounds. What is it receiving? It's not receiving chocolate cake or cereal. It's receiving spirituality. The spirituality is coming in the form of koilois, sounds. Shehu mozoin ruchni ve'elyoin ma'oid. This is a very high-level spiritual type of sustenance that the Malchus receives from Bina, from the Mother. Again, the Malchus goes above Zeranpin. It bypasses Zeranpin in a sense. It goes up to Bina, makes a connection with Bina, and the Bina feeds to the Malchus mozoin, spiritual food, in the form of koilos. This is what the Arizal tells us and the Zohar HaKodesh tells us. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to expound and explain and connect it to everything we're learning. Shezeu bechinas kol hakoilos Shetsoyakim Barosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. This is tied into all the sounds of the cries and screams that the Jewish people are crying out to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Slichos that we say, the sounds of the Shofar. Shezeh Bechinas Hachamisho Inuyim Chomesh Tfilois B'Yom HaKippurim Kimavura kol ze bekavonois Yom HaKippurim, Ayin Shom. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us this is tied into the five different types of suffering that the Torah tells us a Jew accepts upon himself Yom Kippur. No eating or drinking, no wearing leather shoes, no relations with one's wife. The five inuyim that are listed, which correspond to the five tefillos that we have on Yom Kippur, because usually on a regular day we have three tefillos. On Shabbos Yontif we have four, we have Musaf. On Yom Kippur we have the additional tefillah of Ne'ilah, so we have five tefillos. And all of this, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't say this here, we'll see if he says it later in the paragraph. The Arizal says that this is also connected to the five koilos. The Gemara, there's a pasuk in the Navi that uses the term koil five times. Koil soson, koil simcha, koil choson, koil kala, koil mitzhalois chasana mecheposom, unor mimishtadienosom. I think it might be that pasuk, which has the word koil mentioned five times. And the Arizal says that it's these five koils, these five koilos that Bina is transmitting to the Malchus. This is the sustenance that Bina is giving over to the Malchus. And it's tied into Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, these five inuyim that we have and these five tefillos that we have are connected to these five koilos, these five special koilos. So this is what the Arizal tells us is taking place on Yom Kippur. Rav Nosson Zal says those koilos are being built up from Rosh Hashanah time already, when the Jews are revving up their engines on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, and Aseres Mitzvah Yom Kippur, with all that extra tefillah and everything, and the sounds of the shofar, that's what's building up these five koilos that Bina is going to take and transmit to the Malchus. Now Rav Nosson Zal gets personal a little here now. Ki shomati mi piv HaKodesh Zal, I heard from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth an incredible discussion about the greatness of Hashem, and I can't put it in writing. I can't explain it in writing. However, after Rabbeinu Zal finished that discussion, talking about the greatness of Hashem, nichnas al yidei zeh ledivrei hischaskus, Rabbeinu Zal led into a discussion of tremendous encouragement, lechazek es kol echod v'echod shenoflu mavaydosam, which could give encouragement to every single Jew who might have drifted away from Hashem, from mitzvahs, from Torah, afilu im noflu l'mokim shenoflu, no matter where they fell, kol echad v'echad l'fina filosoi, each and every person according to how far they've fallen, shenofal rachmona l'tzlan, that they fell, ki gdulosoi yisbo sogvo mo'oid l'malo me'hatoira, because Hashem's greatness, and the word gedula means kindness. We've mentioned this many times. L'cha Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gvura v'ha-tiferes. Gedula is a synonym for chesed. Hashem's kindness, sogva ma'oid, is very, very, very high up. Lemala me'ha-toira. It's on a much higher level than the Torah. Shesham, we're upstairs. When you go to that address of kindness that's above the Torah, Yochoil Hakoil Lehistakim, up there, you can fix everything. The protectia there is so high, all of us know. A person has, Rachmona Litzlan Hashem, a person has motor vehicle violations, driving. He got tickets and he got in trouble with the motor vehicle bureau and he got in trouble with this brand, with the Mas Hachnasa, with the IRS, and he got with four or five different branches in the government. But then suddenly, a guy moves in next door to his house who is the brother of the prime minister or the president of the country. And they become best friends. And this guy says, anytime you need anything, come and see me. And the guy, a few months after they've become the best buddies, he knocks on his door and he says, remember that offer you made? I'm ready for it. Here's this list. They have these 12 problems. This is in this branch of government. This one is that one. The guy looks at it and smiles. He says, watch, within 24 hours, they're going to call you to apologize for any trouble you might have had with this. And they're going to say, please be gracious enough to forget about it. Please just forget about it. It's nothing. And we know this is reality. This is not dreamland. This happens every day. There is this concept of a protectia in business and in all areas of life. Lahavdil. By Hashem, within the spiritual framework, there's the Torah, which occupies one of the most important places in Yiddishkeit. The Torah is very, very important, and it's the whole backbone of Yiddishkeit, etc., etc. However, there is above the Torah. The Torah represents a certain very high-level spiritual light. The Torah is represented by Zeranpin, usually, by that Vav of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Har Sinai, he brought the Luchos. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down, it says the Luchos were 6 by 6. The Gemara says in Baba Basra and other places. That's represented by this Vav of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And if a person messes up in all kinds of ways, that Vav, he does all kinds of terrible things, Hashem, violations against the Torah. If he has the ability to go above the Vav, to that first hey, to Ima, to the mother, Kaviochel, he has the ability up there, there's a protectia that can be mamtik, that can erase everything, that can sweeten all the dinim. Ki tshuva lemala me ha-toira. Because tshuva, we know, is above the Torah. The Torah is referred to as Zeranpin, Tiferes. If you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, it's mentioned hundreds of times that the Torah is Zeranpin, Tiferes, and tshuva is Bina. Tshuva is one floor above. Tshuva is that first hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vishalti Yosoy. So Rav Nosson Zal said, I asked Rabbeinu Zal, Avol Eich Zoichem Laze. How does a Jew get to this? How can a Jew be able to do that, to go above the Torah, to go to this place of tshuva, bina, the ima, and be able to be mamtik everything? Veheshiv, Rabbeinu Zal answered me, Yecholin Lavoy Laze. You definitely can get to this. Ubilvad shelo yisyaishu atzman min hatzaoka umitfila ubakosha. As long as that person doesn't stop crying out to Hashem and praying and begging, they will be able to reach up to that highest place. Rak lasoik bitzaoka utfila utchina, but rather to persist, to only apply this tzaoka, tfila, and tchina, begging Hashem in every way you can, v'lo yisyaga lo'ilam, and never to get tired, never to say enough, ad sheyovoy lozeh, until the person will achieve their goal, lalois, to go above the Torah, to go to that address of ima, the mother, bina, tshuva, ki ikar hatshuva hi tzaoka uzaoka l'Hashem Yisborach. Because the most important aspect of tshuva is screaming and crying out to Hashem. Screaming doesn't have to be a million decibels. Screaming from your heart. A person could be screaming in a room and nobody hears them. They're screaming inside their heart, inside their mind. Although when a person can, it is very good to actually scream to Hashem when they can do it in a place or in a way that they're not hurting anybody else. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Penei Hashem bo'isei ro lahachris me'eretz zichrom. Hashem's face is directed at those people who do evil to wipe their memory off the world, to wipe them off the map. And the pasuk continues, Tzo'aku. However, if they scream, if they cry out to Hashem, v'Hashem shomea, Hashem listens. U'mikol tzoroisam ha'ishiyam, the pasuk says there. And Hashem saves them from all their tzorois. V'isa besforim ha'perish kipshuto. And there are sforim that write that the interpretation of that pasuk is as simple as it reads. Shekasher ho'elu ho'oisei roh. That when these people who have done terrible things, when they cry out to Hashem, Azai Hashem Shomea, Hashem listens to them, Umikol Tzoroisam Hitzilam. The Pasuk says, Hashem saves them from all of their tzorois. V'chein Amar Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, Yofe Tzo'oko Lodom Ben Koidim Gzardin Ben Lachar Gzardin, that Tzo'oko, crying out to Hashem, helps, whether it's before Hashem issued a decree, or even after the decree has already been issued. V'chein Mevoyer B'mekoimois Ein Mispor, and so too, this is explained in numerous places. Oitzem malas hatzaok al Hashem Yisborach tomid, the incredible benefit of crying out to Hashem at all times. Afilu im hu kamoi shehu, even if the person knows that he's still not good, he still hasn't fixed himself. Ukimavoyer beyoiser. And as we see, especially this concept being brought out, b'mizmor hoidu sha'omrim b'erev Shabbos, in the special chapter of Tehillim, chapter 107, which we say on Erev Shabbos before Mincha. Those that daven Nusach Sfard, they have this incredible privilege that in those shuls that do it, they don't start from Karbonos of Mincha. Before that, they recite this awesome paragraph of Tehillim, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kilioilam Chazdoi. And in that paragraph, we say, To'u Bamidbar, we've gotten lost, we got lost in the desert, we're drifting around, we don't know where we're going. And what do? Vayitzaku El Hashem. What did the Jews do when they were lost in the desert? They cried out to Hashem. Yoshvei Choshech v'tzalmoves asirei onu yubarzel. Those who sat in darkness and on death row and tied up in chains and everything in prison. What do they do? Vayitzaku El Hashem, it says over there. They cry out to Hashem. Evilim miderech pishom, the foolish people who commit the worst sins, pshoim. What do? Vayizaku el Hashem, they cry out to Hashem. Ki kol hamizmor hazeh medaber mikol hayeridois va'aliois ha'ivrim al haroitzim l'skav l'Hashem yizborach, ki yadua. Because that entire paragraph, that entire chapter of Tehillim, speaks about all the ups and downs that any Jew who tries to come close to Hashem experiences. Ukemavoyer mizeh bidvoreinu b'makom achar, as we've discussed in other places in our Sforim. Uklolius ho'etzo al kol minei bilbulim umenios v'hasosois, the all-encompassing advice regarding all types of bilbulim, all kinds of trouble and obstacles and seductions that a person is going through by the Eitz Sahara. Al hakoil, what's the solution to all of them? Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lohem. The solution is to cry out to Hashem when the person is going through that suffering, that difficulty. And then Hashem saves them from whatever crisis, whatever problem, whatever catastrophe. Because when a Jew cries out to Hashem about the fact that they feel so distant from Hashem, then the person draws upon himself the holiness of Yom Kippur, shehu bechinas tshuva, which is Yom Kippur is the day of tshuva, sheoz hamalchus nizoynes mikoylois utzaokois. On Yom Kippur, the Arizal told us, is when the malchus is nourished by all of those screams and cries. Vazai hamalchus lemala mizeranpin kanal. And on Yom Kippur, the malchus is above zeranpin. As we mentioned earlier, hainu shehamalchus shehu bechinas emuna klolius neshamos Yisrael. Malchus, which we always say is synonymous with emuna. And who is emuna? Who are the believers? The Jewish people. So malchus is klolius neshamos Yisrael. Malchus is also the sum total of all the Jewish souls. What happens to all of these Jewish souls on Yom Kippur? He oila al yedei hatzo'oko lemalo mizeranpin shehu b'chinas ha-Torah. By screaming out and crying out to Hashem, that's the rocket fuel that sends the malchus above zeranpin, upstairs to Imo Ilo, to the Heavenly Mother. Shehu shoyrish ha-Torah. That's the source of the Torah. That's where the Torah originates from. That's where the Torah gets its light from. Vishom, and up there in Imo Ilo, up there in Bina, in Tshuva, by the mother, Nishapech hakol letoivo. Everything can get turned around for the good. All the minus signs can be converted to plus signs. Just like the Gemara says, when a person does tshuva me'ahava, their sins get converted to mitzvahs. When? Im yihye chozok, if the person will be strong, levli lehisyai shatzmoy min hatzaoko lo'oilam yiech shiryeh, not to let up on the screaming and crying out to Hashem forever, no matter what. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to persist in begging Hashem to bring me close to Him, to forgive me, to help me. Kishom, because over there, up there, in Bina, by the mother, Nizoinis HaMalchus, the Malchus receives nourishment. What is the Malchus? Shehu Klolius HaKedusha. The Malchus represents the entire Kedusha, the entire Jewish people. Where do they receive from? They receive Mikoilois Shel Tzaokois Levad. The only food they eat there. They don't eat cake, they don't eat tofu, they don't eat vegetables. The only food that the Malchus eats up there is screams, koilois. That's what, who says this? The Arizal says this, the Zohar HaKadosh says this, that's the food that the Bina, that the Ima gives to the Malchus. The nourishment is koilois and sokois. We're the ones who have to send that up. According to how many koilois and tzaokois a Jew screams, crying out to Hashem, he's the one who's connecting to that connection between Bina and Malchus. He's giving over that nourishment. Shehu mozoin ruchni ve'elyon moed. This is a very high-level spiritual food. Shehu hamozoin shenizoynes boi b'yom hakipurim. That's the food that the Malchus receives on Yom Kippur, she'oz aliyosa gavoya ma'oid ma'oid. On that day of Yom Kippur, the Malchus experiences an incredible, incredible aliyah. She'oz nistaknin v'niskaprin kol hachatoim. That's the day when all sins get fixed and forgiven. Ki ikar mechila savoinois b'yom ha'kippurim nimshach mibchin azois. The whole forgiveness of sins on Yom Kippur comes from what we just explained. Because of the fact that Yom Kippur has a unique privilege, that on this day the Malchus goes above Zeranpim, ad Bina, v'nizoynes mi'akoylois, and it's nourished from those koylois, sheze b'chinas kiyoim kipurim hu. This is why the Pasuk says that it is a day of forgiveness. Kippurim is plural. Train. Kemuva b'kavonas. The Arizal says, it doesn't say Yom Kippur, it says Yom Kippurim, referring to these two Shechinas, the Malchus and the Bina, that get together on Yom Kippur. V'hovein heitev lemaisa. Rav Nosson says, understand the advice we're giving here, lemaisa, what you need to do. Afilu lemi she'enoi meivin remez ze hasoid b'kavonas. Even those who don't understand the hint that Rav Nosson Zal showed us here from the writings of the Arizal, what you need to understand most is kama yofa tzaoka laodom laolam. How beneficial crying out to Hashem is for a Jew at all times. Ulevli lehisyaish atzmoy min atzaoka kol yemei chayav, and never to give up, never to stop crying out to Hashem throughout your whole life, afilu im yavar olav mo, no matter what you go through, no matter what you experience, no matter what kind of falls and failures and ups and downs. This is Rav Nosson Zal's explanation on Yom Kippur.